A lively experiment. A familiar phrase to those of us who hang our hats in this little state of Rhode Island. And we know the story of Roger Williams, who was not so graciously ushered out of our neighbor to the north of the state of Massachusetts. And he had this radical concept, radical for that time, of the separation of the church and the state globally in the developed world. The head of the nation was the head of the church. And they were deeply entwined. And some leaders wanted the same adoration that we might choose to reserve for God. And Roger Williams saw things from a different perspective. So he tried what has been referred to as a lively experiment. Religious liberty. Freedom of conscience. A man whose vision had such an influence on the formation of our country that the First Amendment of our Constitution states that Congress shall make no law regarding the establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. Congress shall make no law. My relationship to God is between me and God. Roger Williams was a radical thinker. Our scripture from the gospel passage are words stated by a radical rabbi. Those words, anyone who welcomes you, Jesus says to his disciples, welcomes me. And anyone who welcomes me, welcomes the one who sent me. Now we know that the New Testament starts with four gospels, three synoptic gospels that tell the story of Jesus' life on earth, followed by his crucifixion. And there are stories that are distinct and separate for each of the Gospels. But one of the very few passages of Scripture that is common and found in all four Gospels is this statement from our text today. Anyone who welcomes you welcomes me. And anyone who welcomes me welcomes the one who sent me. Now I'm standing here at the invitation of the pastor of this church, Jamie Washam. But in a greater invitation, I'm standing here because I've been called by God to proclaim God's word. Jesus was preparing his disciples. And you know, we are not the gatekeepers to the kingdom. It is not my role or responsibility or the role or responsibility of the pastor of this church or the chair of deacons or any other people to determine who is worthy of God's kingdom. Jesus said, we welcome all. Roger Williams said that. We welcome everybody. Do you know that Rhode Island is the site of the oldest Jewish synagogue in the country? Toro Synagogue. Now, it's not the oldest congregation. I understand there's an older Jewish congregation in New York. But the oldest Jewish synagogue is here. All of those people who were not finding a welcome in the Bay Colony of Massachusetts were finding more of a welcome in the state that became known as the state of Rhode Island and Providence plantations. We have Quakers. We have Seventh-day Baptists, lots of them. I live in Westerly, and they're a stronghold there. The story is told that when the first Jewish gathering of people came to the town of Westerly, they sensed that they would be welcome because in Westerly, the daily paper, the Westerly Sun, did not publish on the Sabbath. A lot of the stores were closed on the seventh day of the week. And the Jewish people said, well, you know, if those Seventh-day Baptists can make it economically and close on the Sabbath, then I think we of the Jewish tradition might make it here. We are a state that holds out the welcome sign. We are called by God to show hospitality. This church does that by hosting the very first interfaith memorial service in recognition of those whose lives have come to an end because of addictions. The stranger is welcomed. Now, sometimes we have all the right words. The signs are there. But we still kind of question the person who thinks a little bit differently than we do. This church provides for the refugees. You heard, as I did, the plea for gifts for refugee children to be able to go to Camp Canonicus. Showing hospitality. Jesus said, whoever welcomes me welcomes the one who sent me. Jesus also said in another gospel passage, whoever gives a cup of cold water in my name gives it as to me. This gospel passage talks about the cold water, the meeting of the needs for the thirsty, the hungry. The things that we do as individual churches, as a denomination, and as a larger body of caring people. I witness it each year as I gather for the annual conference of the Interfaith Coalition to Reduce Poverty. And this year we had a dynamic American Baptist speaker for that. I witness it when I go on mission trips that Richard and Susan have been on, and we visit those batés outside the city of La Romana in the Dominican Republic. And we have groups that go and they build water filters so that people can have clean water to drink. We are called to give a cup of cold water in the name of Jesus. We are also called to witness to the one who calls us, the one who sends us. The psalmist says in the 89th Psalm, I will sing of your steadfast love, O Lord, forever. With my mouth I will proclaim your faithfulness to all generations. I will proclaim your faithfulness to all generations. Steadfast love. The Hebrew word of hesed, that consistent, ever faithful, relentless, constantly pursuing, lavish, extravagant, unrestrained, furious love of our Creator God. Do we have that connection with the one who made us? And are we ready to share that with others? Anyone who welcomes you welcomes the one who sends you. The Franciscan priest Richard Rohr, in his book The Divine Dance, says that Jesus is talking about a new ontology here, a new way of shaping reality. The foundation of an entire Christian orientation and revelation to reshape our understanding. Jesus said, whoever welcomes you welcomes the one who sent you. So there's an equivalence here of you and me, of our neighbors, and of God, of Christ. We are one. One in the unity that calls us together as God's people. A lively experiment. Roger Williams, that radical thinker who said church and state are two separate entities and neither should be in control of the other. We as Baptists take pride in the fact that our faith is built on the foundation of God's Word. And many of us recognize that perhaps the translation we grew up on, the only one that was around half a century ago, may not have been the most reliable one. Some people have said, we take the Bible seriously, but not literally. I think you used to have a sign downstairs to that effect. The Christian Century, which is a publication that I read with regularity, has on its logo on the cover, thinking critically, living faithfully. In this house of worship, at the foot of College Hill, we're not erasing the validity of education and understanding. But we take that, knowing that God has a message for us, and a message that God calls us to proclaim, to live out. Our challenge is looking at the whole person. As we look at the welcome, that's kind of a social, emotional kind of sense of need and feeling that we have. Or then we have our physical needs, of a cup of cold water, food for the hungry, our food pantries, our soup kitchens. And then we have that spiritual need, that call for each of us to be faithful to God's message and to proclaim what God is doing in my life today and what God is doing in your life today. On this Independence Day weekend, as we think of the lively experiment that Roger Williams initiated centuries ago, let us also be mindful of the teaching of that radical rabbi people called Jesus, who welcomed everybody, who didn't have a separate table for the children in the other room. You know those Thanksgiving dinners, where everyone is welcome. And shortly in our worship service, we're going to gather at this table of Jesus, where everyone is welcome. All who profess faith in Jesus as Savior and Lord, and all who seek to follow him, whether you were baptized the Baptist way or another way, whether you've had a long time relationship with the Holy One, or whether this concept of walking with Jesus is still a little experiment for you, Jesus welcomes us. Jesus welcomes us. Do we extend that same welcome to those that we interact with day by day? May that be our prayer. Let us pray together. Thank you, God, for those who set the tone and created the scene where we have the freedom to gather in this sacred place, this historical place, to worship you. Let us be faithful to your call as we live out that lively experiment of being all that God has created each of us to be, and that we might welcome one another even as we would profess to welcome you. Bless us, we pray, in the name of Jesus. Amen.